Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the podcast accompanying this series, we've been looking at the way that Paul performed his ministry to the Thessalonians. We're looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and reflecting on his motives, his methods, and the memories that were created by the right motives and the right methods. As he thinks about the Thessalonians and they think about him, they have pleasant memories. Why? Because the motives were right and because the methods that grew out of those motives were also right. We're in the middle of looking at the methods now. The methods that were gentle. As it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, we were gentle among you like a mother caring for her little children. And how was that gentleness expressed? In earlier podcasts, we've looked at the fact that his ministry was holistic. It was done amongst them and they got to know the whole of him, his personality, his character, his whole life. Not only was it holistic, but this gentleness was expressed through them not taking their financial rights and removing the burden so that they could hear the gospel clearly. And they did not burden them with the need to support them. They did not take that right. They allowed there to be a sense of compromise so that there would be no burden to the Thessalonians. So there was a financial gentleness, a holistic gentleness, and also there was a great deal of integrity. Verse 10 of chapter 2, you are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. Verse 10 is very challenging to me. Could I write this to people that I have served and led? You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were. Holy, righteous, and blameless. We that lead others, and especially as we start new works of a new Bible discussion, a new family group, a new mission team, we have a great burden as well as a privilege in giving many people their first impression of true Christianity. Paul understood this privilege and this responsibility as he went to Thessalonica, and he strove very hard to model the right example through his gentleness and also through his purity, his holiness, his righteousness, and his blamelessness. It's not just about teaching the right doctrine. It's not just about knowing how to teach or how to preach. It's not just knowing the right place in the Bible to turn. It's about having a pure heart. Holiness, righteousness, and blamelessness are attitudes of the heart. It's a great summary here of his heart, his attitude. Not a bad epitaph, in fact. I wouldn't mind if this was written on my tombstone. Here lies a man who was holy, righteous, and blameless. Now, of course, that's really God according me that, rather than that being within myself. But I do have a responsibility, as we all do, to guard our hearts and to keep them pure to some degree or other. It is our responsibility that we keep our hearts right with God. I wonder, as we lead others and as we serve others, how often we pause and stop just to consider the state of our heart. For those of us who are a little over-concerned about such matters, we get a bit paranoid about the state of our heart, then it's good to invite another in to help us to be objective. But for some of us also who don't consider these things often enough, it might also be good to do a little bit of godly introspection. Perhaps, again, allow others into our lives and ask them, what do you see? How would you assess my holiness? How would you assess my righteousness? How would you assess my blamelessness? And if we're really brave, we might ask those we lead those questions, those we've been called to serve. If you're leading children's ministry, how about asking the other teachers if they see you as holy, righteous, and blameless? Perhaps even some of the more mature children. If you're a parent, perhaps ask your children, perhaps husbands asking wives and wives husbands, and perhaps leaders asking the members of congregations to assess them in these three areas. If you're brave enough to do that, I salute you and let me know how it goes. Next time we'll go on to look at some other aspects of this chapter, but until then, if you want to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.